our entire life changes, how we spend our time, who we associate with, how we dress, how we have, everything changes. We're conformed to the image of Christ now. We follow after Him. And how we do that is we get in the Word of God. The Word of God is truth, and we follow the Word of God. Yeah, the Spirit of God. So do you go to church anywhere?
Yeah, I go to the Colonial Church. It's by the train tracks.
Okay, so we actually warn people away from man-made religion because the churches are lying to people. So they basically, they want your money, and they don't teach you the full counsel of God.
Oh, no, I get that. I completely, like, because I didn't like how churches, you know, preached about the gospel and everything like that, and how they, you know, told everything. But I finally found a church that I genuinely do like, and I feel like they're very good with how they preach about things and how they explain things.
So how long have you been going there?
Since December.
So can I ask you a few things? So does your church, the gospel of Jesus Christ, teach us to come out of the Word? Because as children of God, we're holy and set apart to Him. That's what holy means. We're set apart and holy to Him. So does your church teach you to come out of the Word? Which there's two kingdoms. Have you ever heard about the two kingdoms? So there's the kingdom of God, which is holiness, righteousness, and truth.
Yeah.
And there's the kingdom of Satan, which is darkness and lies.
Yes.
So we need to come out of, we're all born into Satan's kingdom. We need to rebel against Satan's kingdom, be born again into God's kingdom.
Yeah.
And God, that happens when we become born again. So in the world, the gospel calls us out of the world. So that would be sports, politics, entertainment, TV and movies, music.
Yeah, like the whole idea of phones.
Well, the phone is just a tool. It's what you use it for that can become sinful.
But like sitting there on your phone all day type of thing, like you want to be able to break free from that like addiction of being on your phone and actually like enjoy the world and enjoy what God gives you, everything like that. The beauty of nature, the beauty of God.
Yeah, you're kind of talking about idleness. If you're on the phone, you're kind of wasting time, too much time, right? Yeah, so like she was saying, if you look around at all this distraction here, everything, like she was saying, sports, entertainment, politics, which isn't going to save the world, it's all fleshly. I'll be honest with you. You're a worker here, right? This is all kind of feeding the flesh, right?
Yeah.
It's not helping the kingdom of God.
No, so it does pay my bills.
Yeah, I understand that there would be other jobs that you could be looking for. But anyway, besides all that, so she preached the gospel to you. And she showed you what some of the sins were. On the back of that card is a lot of sins that the church has practiced. And it sounds like you're like really brand new. You said December, it's only January. It's only February now.
Yeah, so it might have been a little bit, it was probably November, but yeah.
Okay, but still, you're like brand new seeking. Yeah, so can I encourage you with something? And then I don't know if you had anything else to say or...
Your church doesn't, I would just encourage you, like we encourage people away from it, get out of the church system, stay way far away from it. Get in the Word of God. Seek His will for your life. Start obeying the Word of God. See, the Bible has biblical commands for women, how to dress, how to act, how to cover our form. That's all in the Bible. The churches don't teach godly, holy women how to be godly, holy women. It doesn't teach men how to be godly, holy men.
So you know what the churches do?
Oh, yeah.
They take your money. They're taking your soul, too, because they're not teaching you the full counsel of God. They're teaching a little bit. You're agreeing on that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so probably what you see in the church, even the one that you like, that we can address that, too, the one that you're going to, do you see any issues with it? Any hypocrisy?
Not as much as most of the churches I've ever been
but
to.
But some. You said not as much.
Every once in a while.
Okay, so a little leaven will leaven the whole lump. You put a little leaven in the loaf of bread, it's going to rise it all up. The Bible says a little leaven will leaven the whole lump. We got to be careful of one little bit of leaven. Sin, hypocrisy, any of that. So the church that you're going to, it doesn't have one. It's got a lot. You're saying, yeah, like you acknowledge that. So we want you to test that. So on that card, Christmas, Easter, she mentioned a bunch of them in there. If they're even doing one, do you need to go?
I may have to.
Oh, okay. Well, if there's anything else you want to say real quick, we just want you to test yourself. come out. Our email's on there. We'd love to hear from you.
Okay, check out the website. It was good talking to you. Thank you for calling out.
And it's actually able to start with being God's word, and that's where we are now.